Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Are you tired of fake politicians? Are you tired of New Mexico being last? Listen to this young student as to why we choose Karen Bedoni for governor.
If you were to ask me who was impacted most by the pandemic, I would have to say the youth. As many of us suffered mentally and physically, Santa Fe turned a blind eye towards us. We were completely alone, forgotten. One day I woke up and said, okay, that's enough. I started getting involved, and that's when I found Karen Bedoni. I support Ms. Bedoni because no one has advocated for our voices like she has. I don't believe that party should be the main factor when it comes to serving the people. A mother, teacher, worker, businesswoman, and a strong conservative New Mexican. A true reflection of the American dream. I can't think of anyone else more capable and qualified to lead us in the battle for the soul of New Mexico. For more information, please visit BedoniTough.com, paid for by Students for Bedoni and sponsored by Wolverines Freedom Radio.
My name is Karen Bedoni and I approve this message.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
there getting a lot of rain and getting stalked by a cow. But other than that, it's been really good up here. Bert Roosevelt, how you been doing, brothers?
Hanging in there, man. It's cooling off a little, but it's still dry here. I got lovely Miss Tina hanging out with us this evening. And we're just hanging in there. Virgil, how you doing, man?
Oh, we making it, Gunny. We making it. We getting along. We just waking up with muscle soreness now and kind of trying to get our balance back, but we're going to make it.
I know you will, brother. Keep fighting, man. Keep fighting.
Yep, that's like I was telling you earlier, man. That's, you know, like when I had my stroke, it took me a long time to recover from it. But it's, you know, you'll get there. You'll do it.
Well, they're trying to figure out. You know, some people don't have enough red blood in their body. I got too much.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to figure out what's causing that.
Hmm. Well, you didn't get the vaccine. We know that.
Well, on that note, Gunny and Joseph and everybody else listening, I was told directly by the doctor that if I would have gotten that vaccine, I would be dead right now because of the hemoglobin count in my blood. I would die.
Did you get that? Did you get that video piece I sent you about the blood clots on the vaccine thing that came out today? And they were talking, they were warning all of them. Yeah.
Joseph, man, you need to adjust your mic or something. You're sounding real tinny, brother.
Could be because I'm in front of my fan. How's that sound? That a lot better?
Sorry, I'm coming down with a cold, too.
As far as the COVID thing, man, CDC, Pfizer, and everything across all age groups now, and mm-hmm. they haven't released this information because they were sued, FOIA Act and stuff, but death in all age groups are up tremendously over past years for those who have been vaccinated. Miscarriage in women, it's just crazy. And Fauci and Gates and Pfizer and the rest of them are the biggest bunch of mass murders in the history of the world, man. They got the title. And
the piece came out today, Russell, and I'll send it to you. I've got it on Facebook.
You're garbling up real bad, Joseph. You're garbling up real bad. Sound like you're talking
to me. The medical board was 40 years. All the doctors
are safe.
But this was actually I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to get him in trouble, but he was a cardiologist that came to see me, and it was Sunday that I had to go back to the hospital because I started getting twinges in the right side of my face, and I got nervous, and so Susan called Acadian Ambulance, and they ran me to the back to Baton Rouge General Bluebonnet, Baton Rouge, and when he ran that hemoglobin on me after they took the CT scan once again, he told me flat out, he said, if you'd have got that COVID shot with your hemoglobin, he said, you would be dead. He said, your blood would have been like Jell-O.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you know, I mean, it's just crazy, and I don't understand. We know exactly why nothing's been done about any of this, because it's all been part of the overall plan and stuff. Now,
mm-hmm.
This is what I want to talk about, and we've talked about this in depth on earlier shows and stuff, but it seems to just pop right up listening to the, well, let's just say the rest of the media finally caught up to us. And I believe that after this midterm election, if they can't cheat their way to stay in the power, I think our government is going to nuke some cities, blame Russia or China for it.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
They've been speaking out of both sides of their mouth with China. They're like, rah, rah, went on the backside of it. Biden is dropping the trade deals, the sanctions and all that against China. You know, behind the closed door, while talking like they're an enemy. You know, they're still trying to blame Putin for Ukraine. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to keep poking Putin. And Ukraine's going to get lit up like a cheap Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's been the plan the whole long. That's been the plan the whole long.
And hang on. Biden released another 10 million barrels of oil from our strategic reserves. And I tell you what's going to happen. Saudi has cut production. And I'm going to tell you, that 10 million barrels might keep it eased up till after the election, but prices are already starting to pick back up. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to give Virgil credit where credit's due, man. Virgil called us with this, and we didn't quite get there this last time, but I guarantee you, this next time we are going to see $6-7 a gallon gas right here in fucking Texas and Louisiana and them fucking Yankees, the West Coasters, they're about to be paying $10-12 a gallon.
Oh, Virgil, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Russell. Yeah. I mean, now's the time. Now's the time, you know, since the trade deal with China and all is open. Okay. Now's the time not to invest in electric cars. Invest in rickshaws. Okay. Because then you can catch them people coming over the border and give them a job. You see, I mean, you know, what's a couple of burritos compared to, you know, plugging in and draining the power grid? You know,
or a couple of six packs.
I mean, you know, you could well corner the taxi cab market like that, brother.
Has any of y'all been paying attention to what the stock market's been doing?
The stock market. It's erratic. It's totally erratic.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally erratic. Well, you said it, Russell. You called a shot. You called a shot. You know, and you said if that son of a bitch got in office, you said it flat out, he was going to hammer down on the suicide car to the economy. He was going to blow it to shit, and he has definitely done it.
And the reason why for that, guys, is because they're getting set up for digital currency. We talked about that. It's all for the digital banking.
No, they want to take down digital currency. Government wants to take down digital currency, and they will be, because all this Bitcoin and this and that, one thing other than everybody's excited about, that's all fucking controlled by the NSA since day one.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You know,
they're going to take this down, and
you know what? I didn't want to think it. You know, I mean, we know they'll do some stupid shit. We know our government will fly planes into buildings and, you know, shoot up a concert in Las Vegas, and you know, I mean, we even got the FBI choppers fucking numbers that were used in that.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to think, but, you know, at this point in time, in watching how everything is being set up, I would not be a bit surprised if they use at least dirty bombs in some major cities, if not some all-out, you know, small strategic mm-hmm. nuke warheads. Do you think I'm far off base, Berger?
Nope.
Not at all.
Oh, no, you're not far off base because, like, you know how I like to refer to movies, Russell? Well, anybody who hasn't seen it, that thinks it's impossible, that thinks it's incomprehensible, watch The Sum of All Fears, okay? Watch that movie, okay?
Actually,
here we go, Russell. Okay, here we go. We're sending supplies over to the Ukraine to fight the Russians, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's to say that in one of those crates, Russell, isn't some type of low-yield nuclear device, and when some idiot pops it open and it says AK-47 ammo, you know, I mean, it's heavy. It's going to be heavy, just like him. And he pops that crate open, and boom, all of a sudden, CNN, Russia has detonated a nuclear weapon in Ukraine, blah, 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 the world goes crazy, UN emergency meeting, blah, 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 blah. Nancy Pelosi gets up running her cock holster. All of this, that, and the other. And don't be surprised if they don't blame Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene just like they did for the hurricane. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, they already blew up. They blew up a bridge over there already. And Putin is pissed off about it. That's the start of the change.
Oh, well,
right
that
there.
Just breaks my fucking heart. That just breaks my fucking heart that Putin is pissed off. I mean, you're going to start a war with somebody, okay, and the first thing you do when if somebody starts a war with you, you do your best to cut their supply lines. They have no supplies. They got nothing to fight with, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, duh.
Right.
Well, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do, Russell? Use harsh language? You know?
Right. What you're talking about, all these motherfucking geniuses, oh, we're going to put these sanctions against this. We're going to put sanctions against Russia on this. We're going to put sanctions against evil Russians. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say this more time, ladies and gentlemen. Putin is not the bad guy in this deal.
Nope.
He is not. Sorry.
Well,
what you
Rush, I mean, Russell, whenever I hear sanctions, it just tickles me. It just makes me laugh. It's like Susan sneaking up on me when I'm in my recliner about half asleep and running her fingers over the bottom of my foot. It just tickles me because sanctions. Okay, we put sanctions against Saddam Hussein in Iraq. And what happened when we went over there? We found billions and billions of American dollars stuffed in everything from cookie jars to mattresses to caves.
Mm-hmm.
And he was under the strictest sanctions in the world.
Yep.
So that just is asinine.
Well, so let me tell you about this. So they're going to hurt Russia. Pull the switch on the Nord Stream 1, okay? Cut that pipeline off. The Nord Stream 2, CIA goes out there and, you know, puts a little charge on it, blows a hole in it. So it's inoperative right now. And let me tell you, the EU is fucked. And if I'm wrong, I will give you I will kiss your ass on the courthouse square and give you 2 hours to draw a crowd, all right? you will have Germans freezing to death this winter.
Mm-hmm.
These people are so incompetently stupid that they shoot themselves in the foot. One dog trying to bark loud in the other. They just fuck themselves and their whole country because they're siding on the wrong side of this. They're siding with the new global order, and their citizens are going to die this winter. I mean, for the first time in decades, you are going to hear about people freezing to death in fucking homes over here.
Yep. Offer their green.
Well, not only that. Not only that, Russell. All right. Think about this. All the military equipment, tanks, trucks, all of that runs on diesel fuel. Okay. Sub-zero temperatures. In some cases, sometimes maybe 20 below. Okay. What do you think diesel fuel does at that degree without degeller in it or some kind of heating system hooked to it? It doesn't freeze. It looks like that stuff when you broke open Stretch Armstrong, you know, that jelly inside of it. It turns to jelly, to green jelly. Okay? Now, you don't have any type of alcohol or anything else to add to this fuel to keep it from gelling up. And you can't keep them running 24 hours a day because you don't have the fuel for it if they cut off the pipeline. You can't refine enough fuel to run all this stuff. So, I mean, it's worse than people think. You know, they think, oh, well, you know, people are going to go out to out chopping wood, you know, and you know, they're going to be like on MASH. They're going to be burning everything, test table, you know, desk tables and all in the, in the wood stoves and everything. It's more than that. It's more than that. You know, you got to keep trucks going. You got to keep equipment going. And if you don't have the proper heating and, you know, I've been stuck in the snow in Wyoming at a rest area for 3 days. Thank God I filled those tanks up, you know, and I didn't dare shut that truck off, you know, and I kept it idling for 3 days, kept the heater going, fed my, good thing I had a shitload of ramen noodles in the truck. I fed me and two other truck drivers that were stuck there for 3 days. We morning, noon, and night, we was scooping up snow and putting it in our little Burton stove. You know, I got a little stove like a lunchbox you plug into the cigarette lighter, and it heats up the water, and that's what we were eating because everything was shut down. Everything was shut down. And if Putin flips the switch, if he turns that valve to the off, in the off mode, that's it. Like Russell said, they are a dead duck fucked in the back of the truck.
Yep.
Well, you know, not only that, a lot of people don't have stoves and stuff to keep themselves warm.
Go ahead, Russell.
I got a question. Did they ever find that Russian sub they lost?
Nope. That guy quietly swept. Nope. Haven't heard a word.
I think it got repoed, Russell. I think the guys on Operation Repo towed it off. I don't know.
Just like Monkey Pop, it disappeared.
Yeah. I mean, this is just crazy, man. They are doing everything they can to push, I mean, Putin. And, you know, who does Europe think is going to give them oil? America? Hell, we ain't got enough here to take care of it. Our strategic reserve is damn near depleted. So hell, we couldn't even produce the fuel for our equipment if things went south because they don't. I don't know, man. This is just so absurdly ridiculous. I really don't know what to say or think anymore, man.
Well, you got a bunch of cycles running up there. You know, what can you expect, man?
well, Russell, you're right and you're wrong in one way. We're not depleted in our oil, okay? Because look at the Deep Horizon. When the Deep Horizon blew up, that well blew oil and gas for over a month, uncontrolled, till they finally got it shut off, till they pumped enough mud and concrete down there to shut it off. So we've got oil. It's that sorry son of a bitch up there that's holding the goddamn permits in his ass pocket and won't get off of them. That's
why I'm hearing him.
But that was my point. If we got hit right now and they took out the refinery, we started drilling and opening stuff back up, it would take 6 to 8 weeks to get everything up going. And on the well end of it, from the time you spud in to that well, to you're actually taking something out of that well and sending it to the refinery, you're talking six months on the well, and just to punch a hole, just the hole itself right now, nothing else. We're not talking about tree, tank, battery, just to punch the hole itself cost about $1.5 million to drill the hole.
Oh, yes. Because you got to set – see, people don't understand. You got to set casing in the ground. Okay, that's 200 feet of casing. Okay, you got to set the blowout preventer. You got to concrete all of that stuff in. Okay, because trust me, concrete, that blowout preventer only does so much. The concrete is what keeps that son of a bitch from blowing out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have a heavy top impact. You have to have a heavy permeability. Russell knows what I mean by permeability on the top of that well head in order to keep, because if not, you're going to have a bad day. You're going to have a bad day when that well pressure's up.
Well, speaking of drilling, guys, they just started drilling here in Las Lunas about a couple months ago. They've drilled about 3 wells already, and they're thinking about up here in our area where I'm at, thinking about putting some drilling up here for oil too and everything. I mean, New Mexico is rich with oil. So, you know, and it was so far from what I was reading the other day, I think there's 3 wells being drilled now in Los Angeles where the Amazon plant is at. And next time I'm after, I'll take some pictures of it. But they got the green light to drill the oil. So we'll see. You know?
Well, you know, it just, but, you know, Virgil, we've all known this was coming. Joe, Phil, we've all known this was coming. We've preached it. But it's going to take going back to square one, and it's going to be very ugly. I mean, I think America, this country that I love so much, is probably headed for 5 of the darkest years in its history.
Oh, yeah.
I do believe that.
I see it, too.
Because so much, these people have done so much right now that it's just unbelievable. And, of course, then again, you know, it's just not that kind of stuff, man. They continue to attack the family. They continue to mutilate these children. Coyotes, sex traffickers are just having a field day right now. And if you look at what's going on in America right now and look at what God did to Sodom and Gomorrah and why, we're fucked.
Yeah. Well, it's like what you said earlier. I believe Armageddon is just around. I mean, they keep talking about it, and it's just like I was reading a piece the other day where Pelosi had bought up thousands of dollars worth of ENT pills for radiation treatment. Why is she buying up radiation treatment pills? You know, does she know something we don't know?
Of course she does.
You know?
Well, Russell.
Are not going to do anything to stop anything. As a matter of fact, they're going to do everything they can to shoot this movement in the foot. I mean, all you have to do is listen to Mitch McConnell run his talk holster.
Yeah.
You know, he's married to a Chinese woman who owns a Chinese shipping company that does, I mean, you know, our government is so infested with China. It's so bought by China that, I mean, I don't think there's no way humanly possible that this can be fixed at the ballot box, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Hey, we got a caller.
But I can tell you what, if you invent a Volkswagen that runs on chop suey, you'll be a rich motherfucker right now.
Right. Hey, we got a caller. We're going to bring the caller on. Hey, caller, welcome to the show.
Hey, hello, boys. How are you? This is Joe. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Joe, how you getting along, brother?
Not bad. You know what? I don't know what the conversation was because I was following up with some research. Virgil, I want to know, where's the information that you got those stats from about that voice stress test? Because I was looking it up, and I can't find anything that says 97% accuracy.
Okay. There was a incident several years ago. About a dozen years ago, involving one of my grandchildren. And this individual, the subject matter, I'm not going to go into detail, he turned up floating in the diversion canal down in New Orleans. Well, knowing my reputation, like they know my reputation, I was asked to come in, and I was questioned about this. So they asked me to take a voice stress polygraph. And I was explained by the operator that the machine is 97, the program, it's a $300,000 program, okay? It's about big as a laptop. This has a little microphone that they hook to you. And it was developed by the Air Force. And what happens is when you are telling the truth, your voice gives off FM airwaves. When you are lying, your voice gives off AM airwaves. I had to take this thing three times. It's 97% accurate. If you take it three times and all three results come back the same, they consider it 99% accurate. So I was questioned about this body popping up, and I took the test three times. And they don't just ask you questions about what they're investigating. They ask you questions about other things in order to calibrate this machine. All right, they tell you, we're going to ask you some questions and answer no. Have you ever drank a beer? Have you ever driven over the speed limit? Have you ever dated a woman? Have you ever smoked a cigarette? You know, and just simple things like that. And then they'll ask you a second series of questions, and you answer yes. That calibrates the machine. Then you take the test. It's called a voice stress polygraph.
Yeah, I know. I was doing the research, and I remember what you were saying last time. So in other words, what happened was the guy was telling you about the efficacy of the test, and he was probably doing that in order to prep you to get the answers out of you to be more truthful than, or to be more wise, whichever would be the case, whatever the case would be. It doesn't add up to it. What the guy was doing was being a good polygraph guy and prepping you, but he was telling you lies in order to prep you.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that because I've known them to use this thing. The state police uses it on informants.
Yeah, I know. Okay. And 1,400 to 2,800 organizations use it too, but a lot of them are scrapping it. because it's not found to be any more accurate than the normal polygraph. So,
the thing is with a respiratory, you're talking about a respiratory polygraph. A respiratory polygraph, which goes off of your heartbeat, your blood pressure, things like this. Well, you can take certain high blood pressure medications and beat that machine.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you cannot beat this machine. I mean, whoever's putting this out must have not ever taken this test before.
It's done by studies. It's done by polygraph experts. And I was reading it just now before I came on the show. I was reading it after I was on the show about a couple of months ago, too. And I put in the keywords, 97% accurate, voice stress analyzer, voice stress polygraph, stress polygraph, et cetera, to come up with different websites. And, again, it's what you may know the guy, but the guy is prepping you as a potential perp, you know. So, plus, he got you to take the test 3 times in order to verify what was going on. So, I just wanted to let you know that your personal experience versus the experiences of other organizations are a little bit different. Those organizations may not have polygraph operators or what they call CVSA operators who are doing it the same way this guy is doing it. This guy seems to be pretty thorough. But
What's got it? Okay. They tell you flat out. Okay. 1% fault goes to the program. 2% fault goes to the operator. That's why you take it 3 different times, and you don't take it back to back. You don't take it back to back. They make you take one, and then, you know, you go sit down, relax, have a cigarette, cup of coffee, cold drink, whatever, bottle of water, shoot the shit for a couple of hours, then they call you back in, and they repeat the same thing. So you see, they're very well thoroughly trained in this. This guy, Detective Butch Horner with the West Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Department. He was very good. He was a very good detective, and there was New Orleans PD in there. There was Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office in there, Iberville Parish Sheriff's Office. I mean, I was surrounded by enough stars. I mean, I had more stars around me than the galaxy when I took this test.
Well, again, it's empirical evidence based upon your particular experience. And, again, that guy seems to be pretty thorough. But ordinarily, these tests are not considered on the web, and every website except one, which was selling the thing, to be reliable. As a matter of fact, there was one website that's talking about how they had drug addicts who came in, took the test, and the machine was saying 50% of the addicts said that they never took drugs, didn't take drugs within time period. But their urine samples show that they had taken drugs. And on the converse of that, they had people who would come in and said that they had taken drugs, and then their urine samples said that they didn't. But they were, they were lying for a particular purpose. So I was interested in this because I want people in Congress to take these fucking tests, you know? I want them to take them every 6 months.
If you look up, though, if you look up some further data on this, if a person is delusional or out of their mind or whatever, and they believe something is true, you know, they believe in their mind something is true, well, their voice is going to come out. Yeah, this is true. It's all about what you believe in your mind. It's just like if they question you and they look you straight in the eye and they ask you a question. Well, if your eyes go up and to the right, That means you're accessing the memory side of your brain. Okay? If your eyes go up and to the left, that means you're exercising the creative part of your mind. That means you're lying. Check that out.
Yeah, I have.
I know.
Yeah, you're talking about body language experts.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah.
I've
read that. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know dozens of cops, dozens of detectives, and we all talk. We're all good friends, and you know, and I got to apologize more times about that, you know, than. We're sorry, Virgil, you know, we got to ask you to come in. We're sorry, we apologize, and this, that, and the other. And I said, no, you know, no problem with it. And no hard feelings, you know. I got a goddamn good seafood platter from the restaurant out of that deal. So, you know, Sheriff himself took me over there and bought me a seafood platter. So, shit, I came out good.
Yeah.
Well, there needs to be something which is generally accepted as being accurate. Because, like I said, when we elect these bastards into office, they certainly pull the wool over our eyes before they get in. And then while they're in, what do? They take the money from the lobbyists. I want polygraphs or whatever works to be administered like once every 6 months to make sure that these people are on the up and up.
Well,
but I don't think
there's
nobody
can't
in there that agrees to that.
Congressman Clay Higgins, every year, every session of Congress has pushed for legislation for everyone in Congress and Senate to be drug tested, and it gets shot down. It doesn't even leave Pelosi's desk.
Well,
okay.
Well, gentlemen, let's think about this for a second. What good would it do if you did pass a legislation to where they had to take a lie detector every 6 months? We know how the government investigates itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, it'd be a fucking joke just like the rest of the book.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah, it's Joseph, not meaning to interrupt you, but it came out, okay, FBI, DOJ, investigating Hunter Biden on insider trading and tax fraud, okay? How far do you think that is going to go? How
same as
far
it's gone already
do you
now.
Think?
Nowhere.
Right. Oh, they're corrupt too, so. You know.
Yeah. They're not focusing on Hunter Biden. They're not focusing on anything with regards to the Bidens. Because everything is going to lead back to China. It's going to lead back to money coming out of
Ukraine.
China can go into the pockets of Biden. So they're not going to do that.
Right.
Okay,
for example,
I'm going to give you all an example. Okay, Russell goes to his local school board meeting. He stands outside with a sign over his head and says, no cross-dressing lectures to our children or transgender initiative taught to our children. Okay, what is he called? He's called an extremist and a domestic terrorist. But let Russell or me or you or anybody go swing a baseball bat with a sign around our neck in front of a Supreme Court justice's house that says abortion is legal. Overturn your ruling or we're going to beat you to fucking death. Oh, that's free speech. That's free speech.
Unless you're a conservative.
Not only that, there are already laws in place that if you want to do protesting against the Supreme Court, you can, but you can't do it in front of the houses. So the cops, again, are falling down on their ass, and they're allowing these people to push them around, just like they allowed Black Lives Matter to push them around 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for it, guys, is because, and I was reading an article on just that subject, the reason for it is because George Soros owns them, and he put all these people in office, so And the reason why is so everybody can overlook them. Nobody can do anything about it.
Oh, and this,
well, American people got to wake up. They got to know how to grill and how to accept and how to deny membership to Congress for these candidates. Because every time you hear a candidate that's got the same resume and the same speech, what we have to do, what we need to do, we've got to enforce the laws. We have to repeal the laws. We have to create new laws. And look what the government's doing already. Same speech, different person in a different skirt or in a different suit.
Well, they're creating laws, but, man, they're creating them against us, you know?
Oh, well, this guy here, this so-called this Capitol police officer, I'm pretty sure he was made famous during you know, the January 6th thing, Michael Fayon.
Yeah, the guy with tattoos on his neck. Yeah.
Well, he's written a book called Hold the Line, and he's written a book about all of us extremists and how evil we are and how this was done and how that is not true and this is not true. Even though there's video of it, he's saying it's false. Mm-hmm. It's false. You know, we didn't fan people. We didn't flag people in, take down the gates and flag people to come across the line into the Capitol. Oh, no, that is totally falsified. That's Photoshopped and all of that kind of shit. Oh, no, there's no such body as Ray Epps. There's no such person.
Wait a minute. He's saying there's no such person as Ray Epps.
No, Ray Epps, it was a figment of our imagination. Evidently, CNN and NBC and CBS and all the rest of the networks had LSD come through our television sets. We were hallucinating.
Yeah, yep. Just like the FBI was when they had him on their most wanted list for about a day or two before they took it down.
Well, let me interject something here, gentlemen. When the FBI had to testify before the Senate, and I think Ted Cruz was doing the questioning, the FBI refused to say that their agents or operatives did nothing illegal during the January 6th thing. He refused to answer that question.
Oh, Russell, yeah. No. She answered the question, but her answer was, I cannot answer that question.
That was it.
I watched the whole deal. I cannot answer that question. Miss So-and-so, I can't remember her name. Who is Ray Epps? I have heard of this person. Is Ray Epps a FBI operative? Senator, I cannot answer that question. And it was, I cannot answer that question. I cannot answer that question.
That's exactly right. It was mainly, I cannot confirm nor deny that same old spiel.
Sir, I have no recollection of such a mission, but if such a mission did occur, I would not be at liberty to discuss it, sir.
Boy, don't we remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Don't we remember that one, brother? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How many poison gas shells did your company find in the cave, Corporal Spradges? Sir, I have no recollection of any poison gas shells, nor have I recovered any poison gas shells. Please refer to my senior officer on that matter.
Yeah. Yada, yada, yada.
Right.
American people should be getting sick of this shit.
But to get on the topic, though, what we're talking about this Armageddon copter talk, you know, it's... We talked about
Joe,
it
they are sick about it. They are sick about it, but they're too afraid to do anything because they're stuck in the mental, materialistic society that has been created now. They don't want to lose the big screen TVs. They don't want to lose the big diesel pickup trucks or their bass boats or their four-wheelers or their second homes down on the lake. You know, they don't want to lose that. They don't, they're afraid they're going to lose. They're afraid the government is going to take everything from them, and the government will. And they don't want to lose it.
You know, compliance, you know, it's just really sad, and I'm almost have a piece finished that kind of covers that, you know. The fact, you know, in it, I kind of said, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it is beyond sad. It is almost treasonous as an American citizen to be worried more about your stuff and trying to figure out how you can hang on to it than what is going on in your country. Ignoring it is not going to make it go away. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? They just hired 87,000 new IRS agents. What do you think they're going to do? They are going to come for your stuff, because these people, now, we're just talking about what's shown on the book. We are now $31 trillion in debt as a country, all right? They have to steal more money from us to cover that. And you don't think these people are going to come for your stuff? And ladies and gentlemen, I don't care how big a law-abiding citizen you are. You don't do this. You don't do that. There are over 25,000 laws on the books. Covered just about everything imaginable. And I guarantee you, if they decide they want and want to come for you, you're going to be in violation of one of them somewhere, somehow. And if you aren't, they're going to make it up. A perfect example of that.
Well, Joe,
they're doing the
that's right.
Trump right now.
That's right. You know, I guarantee you, okay, my question is this. You know, if Biden can just call up the U.S. Mint and say, print me up a couple of $1 trillion, you know, so we can take care of everything, why in the fuck are we paying taxes on anything, okay? All right. Number two, I guarantee you, there's a shitload of fucking cans outside in that dumpster of the U.S. Mint, because they got to be spraying that fucking machine down, because it's going to burn up one of these days. They're going to catch something on fire with it print money. But this bullshit here, I mean, it comes down to, you know, I've tried to tell people, you know, the worst phrase in the world, the most deadliest phrase in the world that has killed more people in this country is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
But instead of running from it, they're running to it now, Joe. They're running to it, and that's what scares me.
Well,
because they're brainwashed.
Well, I don't know if they're actually running to it.
They were brainwashed.
Some of these people are so absolutely dense that, you know, they hear this, well, we're, you know, $31 trillion in debt. And actually, if you look at the unfunded liabilities, welfare, Medicare, and all that, we're way actually think that is not going to affect them. We go, oh, well, that's just the government. Ladies and gentlemen.
In addition to the $31 trillion that even the mainstream media. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Russell.
At this point in time, we are nothing but collateral China for the debt of this. Selling land to China, our farmland. These motherfuckers are sold us that. And you don't think, I tell you what, I watched the news story today on California, all right? The crop. Now, you know they shut down to a lot of these places because they had some kind of special data floating around in the water. And they're left-wing global warming shit And then they get hit with a drought, okay? They had tomato farmers out there. Now, the supply chain is already through. And if you think your store shelves are full, move that 2-3 boxes there and look at all that empty space I had them on that shit. And the tomato said he harvested 2 weeks early, and he said he produced about 15% of what
you're breaking up, Russell.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. He produced 15% of his normal crop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the same with all farmers? And the government's been paying these farmers not to grow crops, to let the fields lay fallow, or threaten them, you know, well, you'll lose your, what do they call those things, Virgil, subsidies,
yeah, farm subsidies.
Ladies and gentlemen, I said, once Joe Biden is nominated, these people are going to hit the gas pedal, and there's going to be absolutely no stopping them. And I tell
you
what, it's not even, it's coming up on 2 years. And the damage they have done in 2 years is probably very close to being irreversible right now. And I think we're fixing to have a depression that's going to make the one of the 30 look like a fucking Sunday picnic.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only that, but once they leave their control come November, they're going to make it less worse before November hits. And we're seeing that now. That's
well,
Russell,
I'm going to ask you this. You live in virtually the same kind of atmosphere I live in. Okay. Usually around this time of year, you can't spit without hitting a sugarcane truck. You can't spit without hitting a sugarcane truck going to the mill. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Barely seeing one now. The farmers are just saying, you know, they're watching the market, they're watching this, they're watching these prices fluctuate and everything, and they're just trying to decide, you know, whether it's worth it, the diesel, to get it out of the field. You know, whether it's worth renting the cutter, because I'm going to tell you what, they don't rent those cane cutters cheap, ladies and gentlemen. They do not rent those cane cutters cheap. Or, you know, or whether I should just let it go and just burn it at the end of the year and just use it for replant. That's all, you know. I mean, it's bad, ladies and gentlemen. It's bad.
And
it's
let's
bad.
Let's not forget about you guys know how many food processing plants have been burned down over the past few years?
It's probably more now, but the last time I looked at that, it was like 16 or 17.
You're not even close. That's 100. Over 100. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Jakewood State Farm has got a bunch of folders on his desk. Oh yeah.
Yep.
Well, guys, it's getting close to that 100. Time. Yeah, 100.
I came in too late, didn't I?
All right, guys, y'all take care, man. We'll talk. I guess we'll talk to y'all tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Virgil. Keep working, brother. Keep jumping every day, man. I love you. And pain is good. Extreme pain is extremely good. Push it, brother. Push it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, brother. And I just want to say to everybody out there, you know, that showed concern for me and my wife out there, we're taking it to heart. We love each and every one of you. And we appreciate your support and your comments and concerns about the issue. Just thank God that you have people like y'all out there. And we're very blessed to have you. Even though we haven't, you know, met face-to-face, we're very blessed to have you in our lives. So I'd just like to say thank you very much.
you know, we worry about you a lot, Virgil, and you've been through a lot. You know, I have been through space, and, you know, you do get concerned about you and stuff, and, you know, I just hope you recover fast, which I know you
will. Especially Hurricane Ann and Carmelita, you know, God bless my bitches. That's all I can say. God bless my bitches.
Right. Anyway, we'll be back here tomorrow night.
Well, Joe, in case you don't know what's going on, Joe, September 23rd, I was up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at a Koala tank wash. I had to get a steam line hooked up to a tanker trailer and get it heated to a certain temperature, and I had a stroke.
Ooh.
But so my wife and my friend, he brought my truck back, Chris Silvio. His radio name is Eskimo. We go back to second grade together. He drove my Mac back to Louisiana for me, and my wife drove 15 hours straight up there nonstop to come and get me. And I made it to West Virginia before I had to shut the truck down. So I couldn't go any further.
So, yeah, so how you doing now?
I'm doing good. I had a little false alarm yesterday. I felt some tingling on the side of my face, and so I made the call. Went to Baton Rouge General Hospital. They ran another CAT scan on me, and they asked me some questions. You know, they saw the injury in the front of my head. I can't believe that, you know, that still shows up. But they saw the injury on the front of my forehead. No, I got shot in Beirut. I almost got my head blown off.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
And they said, well, you know, we see the scar up there, and we see on the CT scan where it says, you know, how long ago did it happen? I said, that happened back in 82. And I explained to them what happened and everything, and they said, well, you know, you're not a candidate for the catheter or the clot buster. You know, we don't want to give you the clot buster. We saw where you had the stroke a while back, you know, on the 23rd, like you said, but we can't give you the clot buster because it's going to thin your blood too much, and we might rupture the vein. You know, rupture the vein.
Yeah, the inside of the vein.
Where you had the stroke, and you'll have an aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
And but as of right now, you know, I'm getting better. You know, I'm still working on it. You know, I'm looking for a sponsor for Special Olympics. I'm going to take all the gold medals, even in the swimming competition, the bikini competition. Okay, and it has to do with something. They don't know whether it's something in my body, Joe, or whether it's a gene disorder, a genetic disorder. But I have too much red blood in my body,
uh-huh.
And it's too thick, and it's clotting, and I have to take a lot of blood thinners now to keep it down.
Yeah, they're going
to
give you a bunch of medicine. Now, here's another thing, Virgil.
They may even have to put me on dialysis and dump some of my blood.
So dialysis isn't pretty. I know some people who are on dialysis. That's even if it's not painful, and it isn't once you get used to it, but it's time-consuming. I hope that you take into consideration diet. Diet is especially important, too.
Oh, yes. They said no liver, no matter how well it's cooked or how it's cooked, no liver whatsoever, no tuna fish, and this is what really broke my heart, Joe. This is what really broke my heart, Joe. No mustard greens. I love mustard greens.
Yeah, but you're going to have to go on a very, very bland diet, but it's worth it.
Hey, hey guys, I got a blind style fan.
Alrighty, Russell.
Hey, Virgil, man. Love you, brother. Get better. Holy 40, Joseph. Be safe out there. Joe, good hearing voice.
You too, Russell. Take care now.
Good night, America. We'll talk to you down the line.
Good night.
All right, brother. We'll see you tomorrow night. Yeah, we'll be back here tomorrow night and everything. So, I tell you, man, it's going to get crazy.
That's what, but, Joe, that's what the doctor told me. He said we may have to run you through some kind of dialysis and dump some of your blood. You know, they just got to run some more tests and see how much they got to dump.
Well,
you know, I joked around with him. I said, well, Halloween's coming up. You think I ought to rent a vampire? You know?
Well, I have a question, Virgil. Was he in camp with you during that time when, you know, with all these sports?
I was at Camp Lejeune drinking that gasoline, but, you know, I wasn't there for any length of time. You know, I don't have any of I tried, you know, I asked them, but I mean that right there is just the lawyers are going to get most of the money. The lawyers get most of the money. You know, the highest payout is going to be way under $10,000. Maybe the highest payout is going to be about $7,000 to somebody. You know, it's a joke. It's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
It's just like the VA. Yeah. Just like I told Carmelita today about she was going to the VA. I'm going to the VA straighten them out. I said, Carmelita, you're bilingual. You speak English and Spanish. The best thing for you to do is go to Goodwill, put some raggedy clothes on, put a sombrero on, walk into the emergency room, and call everybody Essie and beg them not to call the Border Patrol on you. Because you need
amazing. You're right. Sad thing is, Virgil isn't too far from the truth. Since the immigrants get preferential treatment than Americans nowadays.
Well, when I went to the hospital, I said, I called them all Vatos and SAs up in there. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I covered my bases.
Did you put on a sombrero?
Well, no, I didn't have a sombrero to put on. But, Joe, I learned a long time ago in the Marine Corps. You know, learn from your enemies. A captured enemy weapon will kill your enemy just as good as the weapon you were issued. Okay, always remember that.
If it's an AK-47.
You know what the number one weapon was? You know what the number one weapon was in France during World War II amongst the civilians? You know what the number one weapon was?
Horse.
A knife?
No. Number one weapon was prostitutes with straight razors.
What did I say?
French prostitutes with straight razors.
Yeah. I was close. I said knife.
Look up the history.
Hey,
look up the history.
You put your answer, my answer together. We got it.
Right.
Look up the history. Look up the statistics. You know, go back in the archives and look up the statistics on SS troopers and German Wehrmacht troops that were in France. They got their throats cut and their weapons taken.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
Well, I read about that.
Yep. So anyway, we'll be back here tomorrow night. Continue the topic and everything. But brother, I tell you, we're getting closer to the election, and it's getting kind of strange. You know.
Oh, when on CBS.
All right, guys. Look, both of you be good, and Virgil, you especially. You get you recover. All right.
All right.
So
all right,
guys.
Joe. Appreciate
all right, brother.
But, you know, I'm going to go at it again. CBS Meet the Press, they're garbage. They're garbage. I mean, how do you blame a United States congressman for a hurricane? I mean, they're talking about the hurricane in Florida, and all of a sudden they pull Marjorie Taylor Greene out of their ass.
Did you hear the latest one?
What the fuck?
Well, did you hear the latest one? Well, you know, everybody knows that Marjorie and her husband are getting divorced and everything. Well, now the left is all going batshit crazy and saying, well, she cheated on her husband. No, that's not true. Their relationship, you know, everybody's relationship comes to an end sometime. And stuff. Marjorie didn't cheat.
Oh. So Marjorie's going to be on the market. So Marjorie's going to be on the market again, huh? I got to press myself.
Yeah. Well,
I got to press myself.
Well, her husband filed for divorce and everything, but it's going to be sealed as to the reason why. And, you know, and everything. But, I mean, seeing that Les go crazy about all this and everything, making up stuff, it's kind of like hilarious, but then again, it's not. And it's like, and I tell people, you know, I know Marjorie pretty well. I know she's the type that's not going to go after her and cheat, you know, and everything. It's just that everybody's marriage comes to an end sometimes, you know, and everything. So, but yeah, she's actually going to be on the market, Virgil. You know, but I think a lot of it was put a lot of pressure, you know, with her being in Congress and everything. That had a lot to do with marriage, I think, you know.
Well, that's not a 9-to-5 job. I can tell you that right now. It's not a 9-to-5
that's
job.
That's true. You know, that's true. So, but anyway.
But here's the thing, Joseph. Here's the thing, Joseph, what people got to realize. Okay, you think this election is not important. You're very, very mistaken. Because should our way of thinking take over the Congress and the Senate? Okay, we get to replace the Speaker of the House for one thing. That's who holds up. That's who decides what bills go to the floor and what bills, you know, die in committee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
But not only do you have the power to pass these bills and make laws and do this and stop that and start this, but you also have the power to overturn Biden's vetoes. Okay.
And bring him up for impeachment. And I'm glad you brought that up because I was actually trying to bring it up earlier, and I think the reason why they're bringing up Armageddon talks and everything, if they lose power, Virgil, I'm not going to be surprised if they nuke it.
Well,
and I think it's New York City
When Bush 43 was in office and he came up for re-election, okay, when he came up for re-election, every fucking week we had a terrorist watch. Condition red throughout America. After the son of a bitch got a fucking re-elected, after he got fucking re-elected, okay, you didn't hear no more about it.
And all these planes being hijacked, you know, around about that time too and stuff, that all kind of went quietly away. And the best thing is, these people are not going to want to lose their power of control. And we said this many times, they would rather kill the entire planet than give up that power. Prove me wrong.
If we could figure out psychotic people and, you know, oh, my God, I had it on the tip of my tongue. These people who just don't care about anything. If we could figure out crazy people, you know, if you could fix crazy, you know, it'd be a very boring world.
Yeah.
And, they're sociopaths. They're sociopaths is what they are. They're sociopaths. They have no concept of right or wrong. They only care about themselves. That's all that's all they care about.
Exactly. You know. So I think November, though, brother, I think we better, you know, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what's going to happen. I mean, all this nuclear talk and everything is kind of making everybody edgy.
This son of a bitch running against Senator John Kennedy in Louisiana this year. Luke Mixon. Luke Mixon.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a former fighter pilot. He flew missions in Iraq and Afghanistan and blah, 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 blah. And he's talking about extremism and all of this. And, you know, he's pro-abortion, you know, basically he's a Biden lapdog. And when I asked him on his Facebook website, you know, well, isn't extremism, don't you consider the suicide bombing death of 13 military personnel, you know, 11 Marines, one U.S. Army Staff Sergeant, and one U.S. Navy Corpsman, don't you consider that extremism? But you support Biden and the way he pulled us, pulled out of Afghanistan and left our allies behind, you know, at the mercy of our enemies?
What did he say?
He unsubscribed me to his site here.
You know, I got that the other day when I was asked a certain question, kind of similar to that.
By the way, how's my girlfriend Karen doing?
She
not in
is
the election,
doing,
you know.
She's doing
know.
Good. She was. I was talking to her earlier. She was taking the day off at the house. And she was in the baking mix, so her and her daughters were all baking some goodies and stuff. I was like, we need
oh,
to
that's good.
Some of that. You know?
That's
and
good.
Everything. But she needed some time off and everything, but she's getting back. Tomorrow's early voting and stuff, but she's finally getting some recognition. And I was getting ready to say, I got banned from Ron Shitty website the other day because I asked this one simple question. And it was this. If all conservatives are actually pro-life, why are you supporting a man that's wanting abortion up to 15 weeks? Everybody got pissed off at me, and I got banned. I even got in Facebook jail 30 days. 30 days Facebook banned for that question.
Yeah. But,
you know.
I just want to give a shout-out to my bro, Ricky Siraj. Today was the day he... in Afghanistan, when he was deployed in Afghanistan, today's the day he got his Purple Heart. Got his ass blown up. So, nothing but love for you, brother. Nothing but love for you. And
Well, I tell you, Russell Virgil, I tell you, man, I don't know. Hopefully we can turn shit around, but it's going to get very ugly before it gets to be very good, you know?
Oh, ugly ain't the word, but it's going to get slap-ass stupid. It is going to get slap-ass stupid. It's going to be total pandemonium no matter what side wins, okay?
Exactly.
If the conservatives win, you're going to have the gap-toothed 350-pound supermodel from Georgia, Stacey Abrams, screaming, voter suppression, they wouldn't let us black people vote, they wouldn't let us black people vote, you know, because we don't know where the motor vehicle place is at, we don't know where the motor vehicle place is at, we can't get driver's license, you know?
Yep, or, you know, just sitting down to Popeye's chicken.
Oh, you know, a Walmart or Target or Conn's or, you know, the boutique or whatever. You know, I'm shocked, you know. I see why Dave's got to drive Lucretia all the way around, you know, everywhere, because the poor thing don't have a driver's license. You know?
Right. We love you, Lucretia.
Dave.
What?
Keep driving, Miss Daisy, Lucretia. Keep driving, Miss Daisy.
Yep.
Keep driving, Miss
Daisy. That's good to see. It's actually good to see Dave out there getting involved in everything, you know. So.
Yeah.
But I tell
you, he ain't got no choice.
Well,
he ain't got no choice.
That's true. But anyhow, we'll be back here tomorrow night and everything, hopefully, and stuff, but man, you take care and keep me posted on how you're doing and everything. And if you need anything, if you need talk, whatever, just call me.
Okay, bro. I sure will.
All right, you guys, we'll see you back here tomorrow night. Y'all be careful out there. Let's see if we can survive Armageddon. Anyway, good night, America.
Yep. Okay, good night, America. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate your concerns and support. Thank you very much. Love you all. Good night.
Tell students, good night. Love y'all.